Drive-in movie theaters explode in Florida as two more open in Miami. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 20, 2020. Two new drive-in movie theaters are coming to Miami, Florida this week, as the concept of drive-in theaters has exploded in popularity across the state as more people seek entertainment from the comfort of their vehicles in the wake of the deadly Chinese coronavirus. The first of the two drive-ins in the South Florida city will be on May 22 at the Decerland Theme Park in North Miami. The second is set to open up on May 24 in Miami Beach at the parking lot on Collins Avenue and 46th Street, according to a report by Time Out. The drive-in at Decerland will feature weekly showings of films from Jurassic Park to Sonic the Hedgehog through July 3, with showtime set for Fridays at 5 p.m. Food and beverages will also be available for guests to purchase. Tickets are available online for $30 per vehicle. The drive-in at the Miami Beach parking lot will feature the film Playing with Fire, which will promptly start at 8 p.m. on Sunday. Guests are being asked to remain in their vehicles, which includes trips to the restroom. Moreover, the showing is sponsored by the city and is only open to residents. Patrons will have to show proof of residence. There are roughly 300 drive-in theaters operating across the United States today, many of them scattered across Florida. In fact, the Ocala Drive-In was among a handful full of drive-in theaters in the country last month to show newly released major studio films. Aside from independent films, the Ocala Drive-In showed Trolls World Tour, which made more money for DreamWorks Animation, $100 million in 3 weeks via video on demand, than the first film made in its entire theatrical run. Pop-up movie theaters are not the only drive-in attraction taking off in Florida. The concept of drive-ins has expanded beyond movie showings. Florida is also set to host what is likely to be the nation's first ever drive-in music festival. The festival, called The Road Rave, promises a full festival main stage production headlined by DJ Carnage, who is calling the event North America's first ever drive-in festival of the COVID era. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo and on Instagram.